Good morning and welcome to this Oktoberfest weekend. Thank you for joining us at BizTalkWithScore.com this morning. We're on BizTalk. My name's Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. And we hope you all just stick around at least for an hour before you get out and enjoy that beautiful weather.
Absolutely.
But we'll try and have stuff to keep you busy.
We have a great guest this morning. His name is Tim Mock. Tim is the director of sales for Tuss House, which we're going to learn about this morning. Tuss House is a full-service business and large and small business data support company. They offer hardware, programming, design systems, control systems for companies. So if your company is in need of IT services and you're growing, or if you're just starting out, listen in and be sure to give us a call this morning and ask Tim a question about how you might be able to improve the efficiency of your IT systems.
Yeah, and please don't glaze over when we start talking about IT, because right. Tim's going to keep it in the terminologies we can understand.
Right. And I'm going to try.
But we certainly want to talk to you about the SCORE chapter first. Our SCORE chapter is located in the Chamber Building in Appleton, downtown Appleton. We are the Fox City's SCORE chapter, and we service an 8-county area from Appleton down through Oshkosh into Fond du Lac. We have about 40 mentors in our chapter who offer free services and advisory services and counseling and mentoring to business owners or those who are looking to start a business. Our areas of expertise include marketing, IT, some legal, banking, cash flow, accounting, strategic planning. And if your business is growing or if you'd like to start a business or you have an opportunity that's laying at your door and you don't know how to approach it, look us up at SCORE, foxcities.score.org. That's foxcities.score.org. Fill out the application for a mentoring session, and someone will be assigned to you with the skills that you are requesting to meet with you face-to-face, and those meetings can go on and on and on as long as you need SCORE services, and it's all free. And SCORE has been around since 1965. It's a national organization. So it's a legitimate operation. We've been in the Valley since the late 80s, mid-80s. We provide a lot of service, and we're very happy. We enjoy what we do. But in addition to doing the mentoring, we also do some seminars. We do some presentations in the community, educational stuff, if you will. And Randy, tell us what's going on right now. We have the Simple Steps program.
Right. We're in the process of having the Simple Steps program. It's a 5-step program that we offer for those of you who are starting out in business or thinking about starting out. We just completed the first session last week, which is the basics, and kind of gives you an idea of what it's like to be in business and be an entrepreneur. We will be doing the next 4 sessions beginning October the 2nd and running through the 23rd. Those sessions will be held on Wednesday night. Each one is from 6 until 9, and we'll be doing the specialized programs with guests and so on, special speakers to come and help with the program. The first one is on operations. We're going to have one of the research directors from the Appleton Public Library.
Brett
Kapinski is going to be there and talk about how to use the library as a resource, because everybody who's starting out says, you know, well, where do I get that information? And he has a great resource for us, so he'll be one of our speakers there.
Now, those would be like, should I be a sole proprietor, LLC? What are the advantages, disadvantages, other stuff?
And who do I need
permits,
on my team?
Licenses?
Yep, all the different parts and pieces, and where do I go to get that kind of help?
Excellent.
And as I said, they start at 6 to 9. That's operations. The second one is going to be on the 9th. That will be on marketing, and we're going to have Jyothi Netangadi doing about an hour or so on how to use social media as part of your marketing package.
Like tweeting, LinkedIn,
yeah, Twittering and all those
Facebook
good things, yes. Uh-huh. And then we'll be doing on financial planning. Mary Lou Vandehei, who was a CPA, will be talking about all the documentation, how you handle your financial reports and what you need to be able to keep track of your business. And then the last one is on funding, which is the wonderful world of where do I find the money? And, Tony, you're going to be involved in helping teach that one as well. So each one, as I said, is 3 hours. It runs from 6 until 9. It's at the Fox City's Chamber office, at the SCORE office in the lower area there. We recommend you get in around 5:30. Parking is available right there at the city ramp. So in you go. It's very, very easy and convenient.
Cost
is $25 per session.
Yeah.
You can register online for all 4 sessions for $100.
Now, we provide you with a disc with all the material from these four or five sessions on the disc. And the most important part of that is number four session, Mary Lou Vandehei doing the case study on understanding balance sheets, income statements, statement of cash flows. We walk through that information in a case study. But on the disc are those blank sheets, so you can go home and you can put your own numbers in.
Absolutely.
After you've seen that laid out by Mary Lou.
Yep.
It's a very effective way for the business owner to put their own numbers in a template and learn how their company's going to perform.
Right. And if you don't plan on attending all four of the next sessions, just give us a call or check with us at our website to let us know that you're planning on coming to one or the other sessions so that we can have the materials ready for you. We would
right.
appreciate that.
We also want to thank our sponsors for helping to bring you the BizTalk program every weekend. Our sponsors are really what help BizTalk stay on the air, and we really appreciate their support, and they've been very loyal supporters of our SCORE chapter as well. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts & Hailing CPAs, Epiphany Law, Tuss House. Our guest this morning, Tim Muck, is with Tuss House, so we're anxious to talk to Tim. We also want to thank eBiz Results and Oshkosh for helping us build and maintain our website, biztalkwithscore.com. And also I want to thank the Business News, Jerry Mader and Larry Desch, for helping to support our program in their biweekly periodical. If you're not subscribed to the Business News, you really should be. For $20 a year, you're going to catch up on all the business news, all the activities and everything that's going on in East Central Wisconsin. So with that, we're going to take our first break. We'll come back and we'll make a couple of community announcements. Randy, we're kind of developing a little bulletin board here for our community.
It does seem that way, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but it's good, helpful information. So we'll talk about that. We'll meet Tim, and we'll start our show with Tim Muck from Tuss House. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Money, 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 but SCORE is here to help you manage all that money.
Right.
And preserve the money.
Right. And if you want to hear some more music like that, go on down to Oktoberfest this morning, 11 o'clock at Durkee Street. They're going to have the Doo-Wop Daddies doing all kinds of that good stuff.
There you go.
A lot of us had fun last night. So.
Absolutely. Well, we do have a couple of announcements we'd like to make to you. First one is one of our mentors in our SCORE chapter, Mong Nguyen, is a financial planner. And he asked us to just mention to all of the professional financial planning people who are listening out there today that the 30th Annual Financial Planning Symposium, Planning for Life's Transitions, is taking place October 8 and 9 at Liberty Hall here in Kimberly. The event begins with a three-hour four-credit ethics course for CFPs, insurance agents, investment advisors, CPAs, and attorneys on October 8th. That's from 5 to 8 p.m. And the all-day symposium on the 9th begins at 9:30 a.m. with registration and a morning speaker featuring the speaker is Garrick Zielinski, Divorce Financial Solutions, LLC. Breakout sessions will follow. That's October 9th. The Wisconsin Insurance CE, CLE, and CFP credits have been applied for to cover all presentations. Registration includes all program sessions, continental breakfast, lunch, and social hour. Members are $125, non-members $150, and students are $60. So remember October 8 and 9. For more information, contact Ginny Bell, the administrator for that chapter, at 757-6460. Again, that number is 757-6460. Also, I have a quick announcement for a new group that our chapter is affiliated with, our SCORE chapter. It's called the Fox Cities Regional Partnership. Your business is more than just your livelihood, and BizTalk listeners know that you aren't in it alone. The Fox Cities has resources to help your business grow. The Fox Cities Regional Partnership is your newest partner for success. The Fire Up program helps companies like yours by connecting you with government incentives, employee training funds, hiring programs, and process improvement experts. After a short conversation, a short visit, the FireUp team will find ways to help you take on your toughest challenges. It's also intended to, the FireUp team wants to keep jobs in the Valley and bring jobs to the Valley. So if your business is doing business outside Wisconsin, how can we help bring more activities to Wisconsin? make your business more successful. If your business works with customers outside the Fox Cities, call Josh at the Chamber at 734-7101. Josh at the Chamber at 734-7101.
Okay, and I've got one real quick one. One of our other partners that we work with here in the Valley, of course, is the Better Business Bureau, and they shoot us information as far as possible scams that are going on. The latest one has to do with the wonderful world of the Obamacare or Affordable Care Act. Mm-hmm. Scammers are making phone calls asking for personal information, checking account, bank account numbers, numbers of your Medicare, Social Security numbers, any of these things, and posing as representatives of the federal government trying to help you get signed up for the Affordable Care Insurance. Do not give out any of your information like that over the phone. Mm-hmm. It is a scam. The federal mm-hmm. government would not be calling you. None of the insurance exchanges would be calling you. It is not a legitimate thing. Be very careful. In any case, always, if someone asks you for personal information over the phone, do not, under any circumstances, give it. You can probably bet it's going to be a scam.
Just hang up.
Yep.
Just hang up.
Don't push any buttons. If they say press 1 for more information,
don't say goodbye.
Just walk away.
That's right. Good advice, Randy. Well, this morning in our studio, we have Tim Muck, who's the director of sales for Tuss House. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Tony.
Glad to have you here this morning.
Thanks.
Thanks for your sponsorship of BizTalk. It's really great to have you as a sponsor.
Happy to be a sponsor.
Tell us a little bit about, we have a couple of minutes before our next break. Tell us a little bit about Tuss House and your role in the company and maybe a little background on you, but tell us what the company does.
Sure. I've been with Tuss House for about 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Previously as director of product management and now director of sales recently, promoted to that position. We are headquartered in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Serving just commercial businesses around the state of Wisconsin. We have offices in Milwaukee, Madison, and here in Appleton.
Okay.
We service about 1,000 clients throughout the state, and about 700 of them are 100 employees or fewer.
Okay.
So very geared towards all levels of business. Our primary objective is to go out to our clients, understand their businesses, sit down with them and understand what's happening within the business, and then develop a technology solution for them to help bring their businesses along and meet those business needs.
Maybe create some efficiencies, or if they're in a growth mode, develop a basic IT system that they can grow into.
Oh, that's right.
Grows with them.
Especially in the small business area,
right.
We work with a lot of clients who are adding new employees, perhaps.
Right.
Looking for ways to be more efficient with their remote employees or opening a new branch or moving to a new location and understanding what's going on in that business and then saying, okay, how can we work with you to develop a technology roadmap mm-hmm. to help you your business meet those goals?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Tim, could you tell us the name Tuss House kind of gets people wondering a little bit. Can you give us a little background on what that's all about and what Tuss House really means?
Sure. It's the company was founded by Greg Tuss House.
Okay.
He started it about 20 years ago. And, you know, we've heard it pronounced, as we were talking about earlier, you know, 15 yeah. or 20 different ways. One of the reasons we came up with a new branding identity a couple of years ago, beyond Tuss House, in-house, is to help people figure out how to pronounce the name, but also to help towards what you were asking about, Tony, working with businesses to understand how we can help them.
Right.
They've got kind of in-house technology.
Right.
Might have some in-house IT professionals or something like that they work with.
Okay.
And our goal is to go beyond those in-house resources
okay.
and help them with knowledge, help them with day-to-day tasks,
right.
all those kind of things on their IT platforms, and go beyond those in-house resources.
Well, and the other problem, you know, is because of the rapid changes in everything going on in IT, especially for an in-house individual to be the expert at all times, at least you have to turn to somebody.
No, that's right. That's right.
Got to have a resource.
Yeah, you know, we find this a lot in smaller businesses where you might have, you know, 50 employees or 100 employees and one IT professional
mm-hmm.
that's working there, maybe even just part-time IT professional that's
mm-hmm.
working with that company. And to your point, Randy, trying to stay on top of not just day-to-day, making sure the network's up and running and people's desktops and computers are working correctly, but how do we take that to the next level? How do we take advantage of new technologies to really help our business is really hard.
Okay.
So we're going to take our first quick break right here, Tim, and we'll be back right on the other side. We'll give out the phone numbers, ask you to call in and ask Tim some questions this morning. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Okay, that must have been Clint Eastwood.
That's Clint Eastwood.
Fistful of Dollars?
No, he's a few dollars more.
A few dollars more.
So that's what we're all trying to make, is a few dollars more. So
bingo.
Keep working on it.
Bingo. Well, welcome back to our program this morning. We have Tim Mock in the studio. He's the director of sales for one of our sponsors at BizTalk, a company named Tuss House, headquartered in Milwaukee, serving the Wisconsin business community with some state-of-the-art IT services. We'd like to give out the phone number. If you have a question for Tim, please give us a call at 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. But if you're outside the Appleton area, you can still reach us at 1-866-887-1150. Tim, tell us a little bit more about how does Tuss House approach a client who's calling up and saying, hey, Tuss House, I need some help with my IT. I've got 20 employees here. And my systems are old, and I need some help. So take it from there. Just walk us through what you do there.
Sure, Tony. I think the first thing we would do is try to sit down with the principals in that business and understand exactly what's happening.
Okay.
Again, are they trying to grow? Are they moving to a new location? You know, unfortunately, mm-hmm. sometimes are they downsizing, mm-hmm. you know, in this environment? Those kinds of things. And understand what's going on before we start getting in to develop an IT solution. Because if you've got to build your IT as a support infrastructure to support the business need, not vice versa. We don't want to present technology in search of a problem, right? Let's solve that need with technology.
Right.
Once we understand kind of what's going on in the business, then we take a look at your current infrastructure and what you have in place, from network infrastructure, meaning routers, switches, data storage, those kinds of things, as well as laptops, desktops, mobile devices, what's going on in your business, understand all of the technology that you have available,
mm-hmm.
and look for gaps. Look for places where things might be old, what's there that supports kind of that future business need and what needs to be improved, or perhaps new technology brought in to help enhance those business needs.
Mm-hmm. Technology as well as hardware and software.
Sure.
You
That's
handle
right.
both sides, right?
It's hardware, it's software, it's you know, perhaps even developing custom applications for your business,
right,
to enhance out-of-the-box software solutions and those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
It's websites. It's that whole technology. How are you using technology to enhance your
Emailing
business?
With each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm hearing is, you're talking about specialized development for each particular client rather than the, you know, take it out of the box and one size fits all as far as your concept?
Well, that's right. I mean, so what we try to do is understand your business needs, and then certainly we work with partners like HP and Cisco and Dell and Microsoft, Apple.
Okay.
And bring their solutions.
So you are affiliated with all of the big names, quote, that people need to know. And it's those on your shirt, you have HP, so.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. So we've got a group of 9 or 10 key business partners, and then we have access to a lot of other business partners as well. But we try to bring their hardware, software solutions, and those kind of things, but put them in such a way that they enhance your business needs. And that's where our services group comes into play, our business solutions team come into play, managed services, hosting, those kind of things to develop a full solution built on those products.
Okay. For me as a small businessman, just starting out, how important is it to look to the future of these kinds of ideas? Should I do it now when I'm just starting out, or should I wait until I find myself needing it?
No, of course you should start it early.
Okay.
What you want to do with a lot of these solutions is develop that technology roadmap. Understand what's going on with the business. You may not need to put all of it in place today, but you don't want to have to do what we call a forklift upgrade later either. where you have to take out all of the old hardware and put in all new hardware.
Have a good plan.
Because something changed. That's right.
Put a good plan together and review it every year or 6 months. And
that's exactly right.
Yeah, have a good plan.
That's right, Tony.
I love that idea of a forklift.
I like that.
Yeah,
term.
That's a good one because, yeah, everybody waits until, yeah, the whole thing is just so totally right. overpowering and overwhelming.
That's right.
Super analogy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Test House has received some national recognitions here. I went to your website, Tim, and it's like, Test House is named to the CRN Tech Elite 250. You're an Inc. 500 company. You're a VAR Business 500 company, a Future 50 company, and a multi-year, for several years, been named a Future 50 company, a Smart Reseller Smart 100 company. You obviously must know what you're doing.
We like to think
we
do.
You got the credibility.
We do.
You got the credibility.
And a lot of those are based upon, Tony, that expertise with the partners that we bring into play.
Okay.
So, you know, for example, we're a Microsoft Certified Gold partner.
Yep.
Those kinds of things, which mean we understand them. We have the technical resources to support their solutions and can bring those to play into the market.
Tim, tell us a little bit about this newest, not so new anymore, but you hear about it a lot on TV, this cloud.
Okay.
How safe is the cloud? And really, you hear a lot of concern about going into the cloud. Is it really safe? And no, you should really do it because it's more efficient and it serves mobile devices all over the place. Tell us about the cloud.
Sure. We get that question a lot. I think it's first important to recognize that we all use the cloud every single day. If you're using your smartphone, if you've got Facebook on your smartphone or something else, you're using a cloud-based service.
Okay.
The cloud is nothing more than a group of secured IT resources housed in data centers all over the world that are delivering applications to you via your cell phone provider, via the air, if you will, and that's kind of the cloud.
All right.
Companies use it because it allows kind of that remote access.
Mm-hmm.
It allows security. It helps facilitate a lot of those business solutions that we were talking about. I do think one of the things that's really important to understand, you know, you hear a lot about the cloud where people are saying, I'm going to move my entire business to the cloud. I'm going to run my entire business out of the cloud. That might be the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But typically what we do with a customer up front is sit down and, again, assess the entire business. Where are they going and what's appropriate for the cloud and what's not appropriate for the cloud? Tony, you were mentioning security in the cloud, right? You know, some, for example, a lot of our customers might be healthcare providers that are subject to HIPAA regulations or financial institutions that have heavy requirements on security.
Big regulations, yeah.
So we sit down with them and say, what applications make sense to move to a cloud-based solution and what other ones don't because of security requirements and those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
What you have to remember is now especially the cloud providers do have security levels built in. In fact, we own and operate two cloud hosting centers here in the state. One that's in Wauwatosa, Milwaukee area, and one that's here in Appleton. And we've built those with that security in mind.
Okay.
You know, generator backup power, multiple internet access points into the cloud hosting center and those kind of things. So you have that level of security. But some customers say, this is a certain kind of application that I want to keep. I want to know where it is all the time. I want it on premise. I'm not going to move it to somebody else. We get that, and that's why it's kind of not an all-or-nothing type of thing.
Your clouds are really hack-proof. I mean, people, you hear about hacking today. Maybe not say hack-proof, but they're certainly hack-resistant.
Well, and I think there you're talking about the applications that reside within the cloud.
Okay.
So it's important to look at the application and what you're trying to
do. Good distinction.
Okay. It's not the cloud itself that's being hacked. It's the application that's using that cloud-based service. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and is that protected for your client then?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because a lot of times when people use our cloud hosting centers as an example, they're doing a private cloud. They're not making it open to the public.
Okay.
So it's specifically built for them to utilize the offsite security that's built into the facility at the cloud hosting center. But then as we deliver the data or the application or the services back to them, it's in a very private fashion people can't.
Got it.
Can't hack into.
Okay. What I'm also hearing a little bit, question that I get is, you know, the level of need that a person has. Do I have to be a certain size, you know, as I grow to be able to use some of this technology?
No.
What size levels do you work with?
Well, that's a good question, Randy. I mean, one of the advantages of cloud-based services is that they make different applications and different business tools available to even very, very small businesses. I'll use an example of Microsoft's services called Office 365.
Okay.
Cloud-based service built and supported by Microsoft, but it allows all of the kind of enterprise Office applications, mm-hmm. including SharePoint and Excel and all the standard business applications,
yeah.
to be available even to a 2 or 3 or 4 person business.
Okay.
So because yep. it's based in the cloud, it's based upon your own individual licensing, and you get all the same exact services as you would if you were, you know, Kohl's or okay, Harley Davidson or some other large enterprise.
So the little guy gets to play just like the big guy.
That's right.
Does. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Just transitioning off of that, again, you mentioned the word mobile.
Uh-huh.
How does that, and I know you're working more and more with this, everybody's touching the mobile applications. How does this transition with the cloud and working with the things that you're doing?
So a lot of people, as you mentioned, Randy, are using mobile devices, not just their smartphones, but things like tablets, iPads, Android tablets, mm-hmm. those kinds of things, and using them as business tools, not just as personal tools. So you might be using them just to access your business email account
yep.
on your smartphone,
mm-hmm.
but you might also be using it with an application that allows you to get into your company's CRM or customer relationship yep. management package. You might be able to get into your financial package depending upon your role in the company.
Sure.
Those kinds of things. Okay. So what we will do is, again, understand kind of what your workers are and what their needs are to use a mobile device. Is there something you want to be able to do for that person? And then help you build an application that supports that need
okay.
on an Android-based device, on a Microsoft-based device, on an iOS or Apple-based device.
Okay. Okay. So need dictates the process.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. But then we also will deploy for our clients a mobile device management solution
yep.
so that we can understand real-time who's accessing those devices
right.
or those applications on your enterprise, what devices they're using. If you should
accountability.
Have accountability.
Right.
I mean, one of the issues around mobility is suddenly, you know, these
you
phones
it.
Can be lost,
yep.
stolen, all of those kinds of things. With with a mobile device management program, we can track those devices, understand where they are, remotely wipe those devices if they happen to get
yep.
lost.
Turn them off, disconnect them, right?
Right.
Tim, in a pre-show, you talked a little bit about if a client who's looking for services contacts Test House, you'll go in there and you'll basically sit down with them and you'll do a cost study with them. Walk us through for a couple of minutes the cost study, how you walk through the understanding their needs and what the cost of providing the solution is, and is that efficient for them to do that?
Sure, sure. And it ties back a little bit to what Randy and I were talking about a few minutes ago in terms of understanding where they are today
right.
and where they want to be.
Right.
Right. But obviously, where they might want to be 5 years ago might be cost prohibitive put into place today.
Correct.
So mapping out that technology roadmap and understanding what the investments are at each step of that roadmap so that you can say, okay, this is an investment of, I don't know, $5,000-$10,000 today, and here's another investment that we might need to make, you know, a year from now, and map out kind of what the investment portfolio is along with that technology roadmap.
So the business owner always has a pretty good idea of what the cost is going to be, but he understands what the savings are going to be, too.
Right. Because the ROI is really important.
Because
right.
it's really not a cost, then. It's more of an investment
That's
when
right.
you talk about an ROI when it's coming back, setting off the cost.
Right. I mean, if we're talking about improving productivity
mm-hmm. Right.
by enabling remote workers
sure.
and those kind of things, we can sit down with a business owner and say, here's the technology solution, but then also here's the savings that you're going
right.
to get. Or perhaps we're putting in place an e-commerce-enabled website, so we could say, here's the additional revenue you're going to get, you know, those kinds of things, and really
I think a lot of business people look at the cost of IT and they say, oh, that's a lot of money. I don't want to put it in a budget. Don't want to spend it. But they don't look at the savings side, the efficiency side. That's really where the savings would come in and the ROI is happening, and that's what you help them with.
That's right.
What I'm hearing sounds an awful lot like part of your business plan. Excuse mm-hmm. me for getting back to that, but that's something we stress all very, very much.
Mm-hmm.
To follow that idea, IT should be part of your business plan, obviously. If I'm starting to work on my business plan, I'm trying to see where I am now and where I'm going, would it, again, make sense to contact you to be able to help me see where I'm going to be 3 years from now?
Yeah, Randy, absolutely. I mean, technology is becoming more and more the enabler of business.
Mm-hmm.
So the two of them are very tightly intertwined. Think about now with voice over IP and other types of phone systems.
Mm,
everything
yes.
becomes data. Everything becomes IT. email as our primary form of communication. Now that we're starting to get into instant messaging and those kind of things, the way we – everything's becoming data.
Right. I used to – in one of my past lives, I actually sold voice over IP phone systems and trying to explain how that all becomes part of that. And the data saved, the fact that you have it in your file servers and you have to think about all of this material. So
and certainly a part of a business plan is also kind of that business continuity and how do we store the data and restore the data if something gets lost because it's become more and more critical to our business.
Right.
And we can certainly help with those kind of needs as well.
How often should I review that?
You guys always, what is your recommendation?
Nice lead in. Okay, yeah, we never less than a strategic part of your plan like that, never less than annually.
Absolutely,
right.
Yeah.
Right. But the regular tactics of your plan, we talk about working as much as weekly or monthly to make sure where you're going, because the last thing you want to do, and especially in technology, is to pick up that business plan 3 years later and go, I think I missed four steps in here somewhere.
Absolutely, and certainly when any key personnel changes as well.
Okay, that's a good point.
Well, any good plan is going to have some measuring metrics in it. Should I be at this point by the end of the first quarter or that point by the end of the second quarter? And by reviewing those metrics, you're basically looking at the plan, and if something changes, you can move ahead, you can accelerate it a little bit.
Sure.
But just stay informed with the plan. Tim, tell us, where can we reach you? What is your contact information?
So probably the best place to reach us, our website is www.tushaus.com, and that's T-U-S-H-A-U-S.com. Mm-hmm. We can also be reached at 877-333-4848, and that's 333-IT-IT.
Okay.
So 4848.
Yep. And your name is Tim Mock, and you're the director of sales.
That's correct.
And they can contact you, and then you can get the ball rolling for the company?
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. And if somebody does want to reach me, they can send it to my personal email as well. That's Tim, T-I-M, dot, M-A-U-C-K, my last name, at Tushaus, T-U-S-H-A-U-S.com.
Got it.
And you are located here in Appleton.
We are. So we have a local phone number as well, Randy, and that's 750-6220 is our local number.
Good. We're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side, wrap up the program, and we're looking forward to your biz tip, Tim.
Okay, thanks.
You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Money, money, money. Must be funny in the rich man's world. Money, money, money. Always sunny in the rich man's world.
Welcome back to our final segment of Biz Talk this morning. We're visiting with Tim Mock, who's the Director of Sales for Tushaus, and we've been talking about the different services that Tushaus offers to the business owners, managed services, data storage, and so on. Tim, during the break, you mentioned that you have a data storage facility right here in Appleton. Tell us a little bit about how that works.
Okay, we do. We actually have one here in Appleton as well as one in Wauwatosa, and we use it for a lot of different things. In fact, we call them cloud hosting centers, to your point earlier, Tony, about using the cloud.
Right.
Because a lot of our clients will use that to actually host application servers and other devices in there to utilize the cloud. One of the big things we do there, though, is also provide offsite storage for key critical data, real-time data storage into our cloud hosting center so that it's more secure than perhaps it is at the individual location.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that was what I was going to ask, is that, you know, when you're determining what all you have for storage and so on, the levels that you have to look at as to what needs to be stored, how long, and where. You'd mentioned the word mission critical.
Yeah, I think, you know, going back to, again, meeting with the business and understanding their needs, one of the key things is to do kind of that data assessment and storage assessment and understand what is mission critical, what's really critical to the business, and how secure is that data, how can we improve the security of that data, perhaps we move it to a product like Data Vault in our cloud hosting center.
You also mentioned that one of the things when you're dealing with mission-critical items and this kind of thing is the timing, how often you need it, how important that is in making your decisions.
Sure. Information that, again, needs to be readily accessible, something you might use daily, weekly, might have one type of application or one type of storage applied to it, something that you don't need to get, you may not need again for 3 months or 6 months. You may want to put into more of a long-term type of storage environment, primarily because the retrieval side of it is important, too, and how quickly do you have to retrieve it.
When you're dealing with a storage provider, how important is it that they have multiple locations?
I think it's really important because you can take it to one site. That's great. if you can take that data and then replicate it from that site to another site, mm-hmm. either in state or, for example, we partner with another cloud hosting facility in Utah many of our clients that need to get things in a further geographically safe location.
Yeah, I think we would have seen that with the tornadoes that came through here a few weeks back.
That's right.
Really messed things up if it was just a single site.
Possibly. I mean, you know, we have a lot of stuff. Our data center stayed up and running through that whole thing because we have generator backup power.
Yeah, I saw the size of that horse that you got out there. Yeah.
Tim, are there any specific industries you specialize in at Test House, or are you pretty much across the board?
We're pretty much across the board. Okay. We've got a strong presence in financial, a strong presence in manufacturing, a strong presence in healthcare or retail,
and those are pretty highly two of those are pretty highly regulated, so that tells me you're pretty safe and you know what you're doing and you comply with all the rules and regulations, even helping financial institutions or medical facilities deal with their regulators if you have to.
That's right, Tony.
Tim, it's that time of the show now. We ask you to share a little pearl of wisdom, a biz tip with our listening audience.
One thing I try to work with my team on and others in the company is to always ask why.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you trying to do that? What's the business need? What's the personal need?
Okay.
Why are you trying to do that?
And remember that little ROI. That's one of those TLAs that we get into. But what is your return on investment?
Right.
That's right.
Working. Why do you want to do this? Is it going to help you?
That's right.
Randy, you made the point earlier. It all comes back to a business plan, and that's what we teach at SCORE.
Yeah.
Is if we teach the fundamentals of business plan development and management at a young age for the company, as they develop and grow those disciplines, just expand and they're ready to take on the bigger responsibilities.
That's right.
Tim, thank you very much for being our guest this morning.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure to have you on
the show.
It's
been a lot of fun.
And thank you for being a sponsor of BizTalk. We really appreciate the
support. We're happy to do that. Thank you.
Thank you. Just a quick reminder for next week, we're going to have Fox Communities Credit Union is going to be our guest. We're going to have Steve Cools, who's with the Business Lending Group, is going to be our guest on the show. So find out a little bit more about where do I get the money, what's SBA all about, and a few other things.
And what do you have to do to qualify to get a loan from a lending institution? Steve is really good at that.
Yep.
He's going to help us understand some more of that next week. Well, we want to say thank you to everyone for tuning in this morning. Glad you're with us. Don't forget Oktoberfest later today. Go celebrate. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.